Well-intentioned people online are talking about all of the Hyperborean tribes joining forces and marching forth into glorious battle to save our people and our very souls. But there is a problem with this. We hate each other. Now, this isn't to be all doom and gloom, but we do have a solution to this most impossible of questions. And this is Hyperborean Radio. I am Ike. With me is Jeff.
Hey, everybody.
And, so we're going to be a bit spicy today. Yep. And, of course, we're going to start with the most mild of spices, the plugs.
Oh, yeah, because we are, what's that called, listener-supported? Whatever.
We're funded by viewers like you.
Yes, thank you. Or listeners like you.
Yes, because we're not
on Patreon and other places.
Yes, follow buy me a coffee. You can also back us on
and really, Spotify. Every dollar does help. It counts a lot because we do have money going out to keep doing this.
And thank you to Cam, who has been one of our most consistent supporters over the years.
And Rich Lighton, who went outside and took a picture for me today. Just because I asked.
So thank you very much for that. And you can follow us on X, Telegram, and HyperboreanRadio.com, as well as a few other platforms, but we're not very active on those. So today we're actually going to get into a bit of a something
can kind of start with the solution, I guess, and then hammer out why.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the solution is actually pretty simple, and you see it pandered back and forth quite often online, like with the deal going on with Ireland. You have other countries begging the Irish to lose their shit and do what needs to be done so that their own countries will then take courage and do what needs to be done. We all know what this is. But it's illegal for me to say what it is. But what basically all that we need to do is stand out of each other's way and say, yes, do the thing that you need to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
to give permission. Well, we are not going to stand against you. That is the bulk of it. Because there's issues, like we was talking before. Like, Gaels can barely get along with other Gaels.
Let alone the other groups entirely.
Yes.
Well, and this is the other issue that ends up happening. And I think one of the reasons that this became an issue, and as especially in America, is the idea of basically in America, they really push this, and I don't know if it's as big in Europe, but all the races are the same, one race, the human race, that whole thing.
Right.
So they did that, and we did a whole podcast on why that's not a thing. But what I think it was for was not actually to make us think the others were just like us, because anyone with eyes to see can see that's not the case. I think what it was to get us to so hyper-focus on that
That we don't see the differences in each other anymore.
Yes, we don't see the tribal connections, the tribal differences. Because, like, there is an Irish way of doing things, and there's also subgroupings of Irish way of doing things.
Well, we work together, and we have issues with that, because we have two different ways of looking at the world. I have a very Gaelic way, you have a very German way, a very Alpine way. One way to put it is more direct, even though I'm direct. It's just you're direct in a different way and very serious, even though you're also playful. I am very playful, even though I'm deadly serious.
Oh, yeah. Well, I once did a deadpan joke that almost gave a gas station attendant a panic attack.
Right. So, it was very German.
Yes. It was very morbid. It was very, one day we shall die. Good night.
Please, Daddy, tell me a nighttime, bedtime story. One day you will die. But maybe not tonight.
Yeah, I don't know why all of my European accents devolve into Russian. I don't know. But
it's all the movies.
But in terms of this idea of one race, the human race, okay, well, that's not true. But it's all the Hyperboreans are the same. No, we're not.
All the white people.
Yes, white people.
And we're not.
No.
And it even confuses things, like people are having trouble telling who we are.
Well, it's because if you try to look at an Alpine and you try to look at a Gael, you're going to be looking at two very different forms of the same animal.
Mm-hmm.
And what ends up happening is you don't know what the commonalities are, because you're trying to treat this all as one super macro group. And part of it is people will argue, like, there's only a few hundred years or a few thousand years or whatever. A comparatively small amount for our species. that differentiates all the groups. And as a result, people are like, well, those are negligible differences. Right. No, they're not.
Well, and the reality is we have warred with each other for thousands and thousands of years. We don't even know how long we've warred with each other. It is who we are, and we need to come to terms with that. This doesn't need that mean that we need to be enemies, but it does mean you're not going to get an Irishman to follow a Brit. You're not going to get a Brit to follow a German. You're not going to get a German to follow a Russian.
Well, and that's before you even get the Americans involved. Yeah. We're a whole other kettle of fish.
And we ain't following nobody.
No. Well, that's the other thing is America. Part of the issue with American nationalism is what does that even mean at this point? Mm. And it's much like with the term white nationalism that people will throw around. What does that even mean? Like people are like, well, you know what it means. Yeah, but it doesn't mean anything. That's the thing.
Not really. It's a term actually defined by the people that has, honestly, they've declared us an enemy.
The governing bodies who make decisions, basically.
Let me see if I can find that real quick. Ah, here it is. Just in case you're curious what I'm talking about, look up the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2019.
Yes, I believe this is the U.S., a bill in the U.S. Congress.
Yes, it's congress.gov is the base website, and then I would read off the
but basic
the thing. But yeah, you can look it up, and it defines us as a species as the enemy of the United States. This is also in the U.N., a variation of it. It's also in, or sorry, the EU as a variation of it. It's probably in the U.N., I know it's in one of the NATO declarations as well, and probably in nearly every country is in addition to this one here that's in the U.S. But why are we allowing them to define the game and then playing by the rules? We're using their terminology. Why?
Well, and if you want to see where but using their terminology gets you, look at Michigan. Because they decided, oh, yeah, you're going to call us Michigander as an insult, we're going to take it with pride. And now they're known as geese.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets you called a goose for 200 years.
Yeah, for a couple hundred years. And it's like, no. Why are we allowing them to define us? Why are we allowing them to define the battle that they're trying to pick?
Well,
because let's be honest, none of us actually want it.
No. Well, and here's the thing is, every European knows they've got beef with other European countries. Mm-hmm. I don't need to sit here and tell you that. But how quickly those rivalries and adversaries can form, you look at America for that.
Right. Well, and yeah, and that's just for the quickness. But there's also the ancient aspect of it. And really, the American rivalries like that, they're not really so new. They're leftovers from when various tribes came over to America and then settled Ohio, settled Michigan. We weren't all mixed up when we came here. That didn't start happening until I think it was the 1970s. The government was talking about mixing up the population because the various states were far too tribal. It was after they tried to just kind of smooth things out with the Iowan accent and the big giant air quotes American accent that you hear on news and radio broadcasts all the time.
Yeah, I mean, before that, they tried the whole mid-Atlantic thing, which was basically a made-up accent. That's why there's that accent that no one uses that's in, like, old movies and TV shows and stuff like that.
The old-timey accent. That didn't actually exist anywhere. But they've tried the different accents, and they saw that still wasn't working, so then they start applying economic and social pressures on various groups to get them to move. That's when we started to get mixed up, and it's also kind of correlates with when our breeding started to downturn, because here's the thing, know it or not, Gales have a tendency, not 100%, nothing is 100%, but Gales have a tendency to breed with Gales, Alpines with Alpines, the Gauls with Gauls, the Spanish with Spanish. Of course, this isn't 100%. The chimeras are evidence enough of this.
Well, and that's part of why America is really complicated, is because we have the actual state boundaries, which at least up until a certain point at least made some level of geographical sense. And then they also tended to have some level of ethnic boundaries within the states, because like if a lot of Germans move to Iowa, for instance, then most of it's going to be German.
Well, and another reason that they want to mix everything up is because you actually had entire regions that were in America that was speaking German.
Oh, yeah.
Or that were speaking Gaelic right up until very recently. Or were speaking Italian exclusively. You had this all within America.
Well, I mean, you have places where it's still obvious, like Cajun country or mm-hmm. Quebec.
Well, and the thing is, we kind of grabbed a hold of it and saved it once we recognized it was disappearing.
Dying out. Well, it's like the German dialects in America are dying out, but I think there are people actually trying to preserve them, like the Texas German dialect, the Pennsylvania Dutch German dialect, and there are actually more
speakers.
Well,
quite often, too, the languages, just as a fun fact, the languages that are preserved here are actually older versions of German, older versions of Gaelic, older versions of French.
Yeah,
it's almost like we preserved them in a bottle.
Well, it's actually mentioned that English in America is actually mostly, at least until fairly recently, an older version of English.
Yeah, we don't grab a bottle wa'a, bruv.
No, but basically, America wasn't this whole, everybody is so can-do, okie-dokie, golly gee whiz.
Oh, no, we hate each other.
No, yeah. Well, that's the thing is, I've seen people try to rationalize it of...
You give the right circumstances, most of the Lower Peninsula, maybe even all of Michigan, would swarm down on Ohio and make it disappear.
Yeah.
Ohio might not have beef with Michigan. Honestly, I don't think that they do, because they come up here and then they try acting like they're our bestest friends. And by the way, I'm cool because I'm from Ohio. But the truth is most people in Michigan would swarm down onto Ohio and crush it over a war that happened over 100 years ago. Well over 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Basically,
closer to 200 now.
I forget what it was called, but basically there was
a war. It's that little strip of land across the bottom, and that's what it's all over, that and naming us geese.
Yes, that I just mentioned, the Michigander, which is why I try to use Michiganian, because I haven't met an actual Michiganian that likes being called a Michigander.
No, we don't like that.
No.
That's why most of them will just be like, from Michigan.
Yes, I'm from Michigan.
We're not like the Texans who say, I'm a Texan. You're a Texan. We don't do that.
No.
I'm from Michigan. He's from Michigan. She's from Michigan. We will use the extra words because Michigander is fucking stupid.
Yeah. Well, it's like I'm from Iowa or an Iowan, quote unquote. Part of the reason I don't like to say that is actually there's a Amerindian tribe quite literally known as Iowans or Iowa. So it's a little like saying you're Cherokee right. on accident. But the other thing is, part of the reason I left Iowa was there wasn't really any other alpines where I was.
Right. Well, and the thing is I get the appeal of we can all stand together and hold hands and make out and then go crush our enemies. I get it. But really it's not going to happen because we don't like each other. We don't even trust each other.
No.
There's an issue there. But what we can do is not get in each other's way.
Yes, we don't have to fight each other. We or at least on a macro scale.
And we
can don't
give each other
space to do what needs done.
Yes, yeah, space to do what needs done. And just simply not get in the way. Well, we don't have to charge in. We don't have to follow each other. Like, we can even charge in and help, but then take our asses back home because we don't. It's just not going to work that way.
No. Well, it's a little like, as far as I understand this, I wasn't in England when this was going on. I wasn't in Britain when this was going on. I was only tacitly paying attention. But Brexit, as far as I understand, a lot of the push for Brexit was not due to, you know, Mohammed Al-Jabbar or the collection of Pajits that keep moving in and opening up bad curry restaurants. Mm-hmm. As far as I understand, the actual reason was all the freaking Polacks getting into England and taking our darn
At
jobs.
At least that's what the battle cry was just a few years ago. I can remember back a few years, and that's what they was complaining about was the Polacks coming in.
Well, it's like in America. We have all these Californians because we don't have the Schengen zone, I think is what it's called. Like the ability of free movement, basically, in the EU. But all 50 states are technically the same country.
Right.
So you have this crap ton of Californians moving into Colorado, moving into Arizona.
And bringing California with them.
Oh, yeah. They're colonizing it. Do not be fooled. That is what is happening with California.
Even if they don't mean to. I mean, yes, there's the exception to the rule of, oh, I voted this way my whole life, and I'm from there, so when I move here, I'm voting the exact opposite, even if I don't like it, because I don't want it to become what it was where I came from. That's the exception to the rule. That is not the rule itself.
Well, and the thing is, America, the powers that be in America are scared shitless at the idea of Americans actually realizing regional value.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing is, a Republican in California is more liberal than a, well, whatever the frick liberal means anymore, but the common usage of it in America is more liberal than a Democrat in Michigan.
Yeah.
And that's saying something.
Well, yeah, because I've talked to people from California that's here, and they think Gretchen Whitmer, our governor, is a far-right extremist.
Whereas she's far left, and I don't know a single Michiganian that actually likes her.
No.
No, I mean, I was calling her the Queen Karen.
We're all
others
just
were.
Stunned at how she even got into office. I've talked to a lot of people here, and they're like, I didn't vote for her. I don't know anybody that voted for her.
Yeah, there's some sneaky...
Fuckery does abound.
Oh, especially in Michigan. I mean, it's a thing in all of our states and countries right now, but Michigan doesn't see... A non-corrupt government seems to be the oddity for Michigan, or at least, and even a non-blatantly corrupt one.
Well, here's another thing that we can do to offset this natural hatred that we have of each other, because that's what it is. Love and hate are related. That's why I say don't hate the other species of man, because that's giving them too much credit. Indifference, apathy, revulsion. All these things are fine, but don't bother hating them, because you only hate people that you also love. These are two sides of the same coin. You might not realize it, but if you think about it, the only reason that you can hate somebody is because they hurt your feelings. The only way that they can hurt your feelings is because you care about them. So, let's address something else that we can do besides the just getting out of the way. If we see somebody, one of our Hyperborean, whether they're of a competing tribe or not, that's in trouble, we help them. This is something that is in serious lacking right now. A Hyperborean getting attacked, and then we don't get involved because we don't want to get in trouble. This is very understandable, but we got to help each other. All the other species of man, they have a collective as such, at least that way. They hate each other too.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let none of their pan talk fucking fool you. They fucking hate each other. The different groups of Ameriblacks alone hate each other before you even throw in Africans in that pile.
What is it the southern ones call the northern ones?
Rat-tailed niggers.
Yeah, they don't like
each other. The lowest of the low.
Well, and this is
because I actually asked what that means. I started laughing because it's funny, and I'm like, but they don't actually have rat tails. What do you mean by that? Well, what's lower than a rat's tail? Oh, absolutely nothing.
Yes, and it keeps getting covered in shit and piss.
Yes.
And that's the thing is, in general, our people, especially in America, have been all mixed up. We're no longer around people like us.
Which is doesn't help us with our mating strategies either.
It doesn't help us with finding people that are compatible mates. It doesn't help us form a community. Because I can tell you from experience, from having a best friend who is an Irishman for many years... Yes, there is a difference in how we think.
Mm-hmm.
And our
temperaments, yes. By far.
Well, it's like you and I were just talking. I was like, if you were the only Gael in a room full of Alpines, even with me there, you'd be fairly uncomfortable. And not because, basically because you'd be like, why is everyone so serious and dour and all this?
Yes, and I'd probably inadvertently pick a fight. And then we inverted that situation. Also, the same thing. You'd probably inadvertently pick a fight while trying to be friendly. Why? Because we're different.
Yes.
We have different approaches. Yes, we have the same bio spirit. We are still drawn to the same things, but we have very different expressions. We have very different tribal histories.
Well, it's like an Iberian brown bear versus a Kodiak. They're both brown bears, but does anyone think that like a group of Kodiaks with like an Iberian brown bear is going to work out or vice versa?
There's this too. Well, because I've had a lot of Europeans screaming this at me. I'm not white. I'm Swedish. I'm not white. I'm English. I'm not white. I'm French. Our enemies don't care. You're white.
Well, that's the
thing. They even count non-whites, like people that are not Hyperborean. If they're light enough skinned, they count them as white too.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we have to even ally with those people. We leave them to take care of themselves.
Oh, yeah. They'll throw in the red bones and the light and the white passing mestizos and the Jews all in with us. And it's like, no.
Yeah. So, but when we see other Hyperboreans, and this is part of the issue, is I've seen where white people, they've messed it up so much. I've seen where clearly white people have been called Jews for reasons, because I don't like him, or his ears are just a little too big and I don't like the look of it. And there might be an actual tribal beef there. But yeah, and they thrive on that. They thrive on that. And I'm not talking about the Hyperboreans. I'm talking about the other tribe. They thrive on us not being able to identify each other, and therefore them.
Well, it's like where we live. We live in a place that is predominantly, in terms of the Hyperboreans, mm-hmm. Dutch. And then the next largest group is Amerindians, basically. Mm-hmm. We don't really fit in here too much.
No. We scare the crap out of the Dutch just simply by being around them for some reason.
I have actually had people, when they find out I'm German, just literally jump like 2 feet back. Like, I literally scared them so much that they had to immediately get away from me.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've had some rather drastic responses to myself, and they don't even bother finding out what tribe I'm from. I've had them actually start shaking, looking at me. I don't know why.
It's almost like an instinctive fear.
Yeah.
It's odd.
And this is from other Hyperboreans. But there's a lot of... We have to learn what each other looks like. And if we don't, we can raise questions, but don't fling accusations, because you might be flinging false accusations. We need to actually learn what each other looks like. By learning what each other looks like, we can learn what the others look like. This is very, very important for what's coming. Very important for what's coming. And honestly, the most dangerous people to us are the ones that look just like us.
Well, and this is something I would actually encourage people to do. Because right now, what a lot of people are thinking of where they'd like to move, right, is they're thinking politics. Fair enough. They're moving to mm-hmm. somewhere where they can
economy.
Economy is another thing they're thinking of. Environment. I don't want to live in Rhode Island. It's too urbanized, right, or it's too
various
expensive.
Laws. But really, you also have to take into account the tribal makeup of not the entire state, because like Michigan, you'll end up with Dutch here. And then you go a little further north, and then you got some mainland Germans. And then you go over to this area, and there's some Alpines. And you go over to this area, and there's bunches of Gaels. And then this area has Finns, and this area has Polacks. So look at the area and try to find an area with a compatible tribal makeup.
Because you're going to more naturally be able to, A, fit in, and be able to actually form a genuine connection with
them. There's already going to be a bit of a cultural shock, a cultural difference, even with the same tribe, just because from the state. If you're moving from, I don't know, Montana to Tennessee. Montana is not Tennessee. They have two different histories. So there's going to be a little bit of culture shock just making that move. But it can kind of be smoothed out if you can find an area that's predominantly the same tribal makeup as yourself.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're moving there because you want to be there.
Yes.
And this
don't bring Montana with you.
Or don't bring Tennessee with you, depending on... Like, you don't have to pretend you're not that. Like, I never pretend I'm not from Iowa and Michigan. People are shocked I am, because Midwestern accent. But certain things still weird me out, like that hand thing that Michigan...
Oh, the hand map, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but I don't have that immediate, like, here's where we are and this is where we're going sort of thing going on. And I think part of what's going to end up continuing to mess with our people is we're not looking for our own kind, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, at best, we're looking at demographics that don't actually matter in terms of, like, well, it's mostly white people here. Okay, good.
Yeah, that's better than the alternative.
But is it the kind that you're actually going to be able to get along with and be part of?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also this other element of, like, the Germans, for instance. Nobody hates a German like a German.
Oh, yeah.
Even today, from what I understand, if people in Germany, the different areas hate each other.
Well, and it's the same way in basically all the countries. Like, we know a couple people in Spain. And at first they're like, oh, no, Spain isn't like that. We all get along. And then you start talking about different regions of Spain, and they're like, fuck the people from there. Fuck the people from there. Double fuck those ones.
Yeah. Well, and that's part of it is how our people work is, like, the Spanish might not really have a lot of beef with the Polish. I assume they don't. But it's less because Spain and Poland just get along, and more Poland and Spain never had the opportunity to screw each other over.
Right.
Like, you have beef with certain English tribes and Scottish tribes and even some Irish tribes.
Yeah. Well, and I have beef. One thing for sure, and it's actually a good way to explain it. Everybody's had this happen. When you look at somebody, and they might be pleasant, they might be engaging, but you just don't like them. What is it that you don't like about them? I don't know. Their fucking face. I hate their face. I hate their hair. I hate their beard. Their eyes look weird. I don't know what it is. This is that tribal conflict rising to the surface, and you can consciously put it to the side. And currently we're in a situation where we should. But just because of that, we cannot unify under a single banner. We won't do it.
Well, the reality is who gets in charge?
Yeah.
And then how do we trust each other? Because there are completely different methods of fighting. There are different rules of war. There are different beefs and concerns. Like, let's say somebody said, we're going to put all the Germans together. It's probably not going to work too well. It would work out better than if you put all the Germans together or with the Polacks, or you started mixing up the Polacks and the Germans.
Or the Germans and the English.
Yeah. But the Germans have beef with each other.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they have the most beef with each other.
Which is why I said in the beginning, the best that we can do is just get the fuck out of each other's way and let each tribe do what it needs to do to preserve itself.
Yes. In America, for instance, the German Americans, that is a really broad topic. Like, a lot of the German Americans aren't even from modern day Germany.
No.
Because the Germanics, or people who would be classified as German, were the German tribes, which didn't actually have as defined a country as they do now.
See, I'm not German. I'm actually Northern France. Yes, we know. I'm not German. I'm actually Austrian. Yes, we know.
Yeah, I'm not.
And that's what a lot of the American Germans are. They aren't from modern day Germany. Well, they're from the Germanic tribes. And some of them have been here so long, I don't even think Germany existed yet.
No, like, a lot of my ancestors actually came over when it was still, like, feuding areas. Like, you'll have groups from the German parts of Switzerland, from Austria, from when Poland was conquered by Germans, and
when
you had
Prussia still existed.
When Prussia existed, or they were from Alsatia or some part of German France, and on and on and on.
Now, this doesn't mean that we go looking for beef. We have enough. But the reality is, and this isn't even getting into the other aspect of it, what Christian is going to follow a pagan into battle?
Oh, yeah. That's before getting into the religious aspect. It's why one of the other problem people have is, like, how do we get everyone united under a single faith? You don't.
Yeah.
When all of Europe was...
Anybody that's listened to us very long understands we are not trying to do that.
No. Well, and here's the thing is, even when all of Europe was tacitly Christian, it wasn't united.
Not even close.
They would fight over how they did the crucifix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in America, for instance, these fights were fewer, but it was because if you started some weirdo cult, like, I don't know, the Mormons, you just moved west mm-hmm. until people stopped trying to kill you.
Yeah.
That's why there's so many towns that were started by complete wackadoos. And it's because, in general, America, One of the ways we'd break each other up, and it stopped being a thing, I think, around the time the boomers happened or around World War II. But there was this thing where the Unitarians, the Catholics, the Presbyterians, the Baptists were all considered different religions mm-hmm. and actually were considered as thinking in different ways. And it seems to have only stopped after, like, the Greatest Generation and the Silent Generation started getting really old.
But this whole Hyperboreans need a single religion. This is not a thing. We want all Hyperboreans to return to ethnic faith, but theirs.
Yeah.
Their specific tribal ones. Not under Abraham. That's a no-go for us because of what it does to our people. But you got these other groups. You got the Vikings, and everybody's Viking, and we're also the Germans, and the Germans are us. And oh, by the way, so are the French, and by the way, so are the English, and also the Swedes, because now we're Norwegian, except for when we're Icelandic, except for when we're the Netherlands. Or wait, no, it's Denmark. No, wait, it's Germany. Wait, hold on. No, it's Austria. Austria for sure. No. Turkey, the book says Turkey. So we all the Vikings come from Turkey, and that is what all the ethnic traditions are based off from. And then you talk to the Roman bros, and they're like, no, brah. It's the Romans. It's the Roman gods. Rome went through and conquered all of Europe, and then we brought to the godless heathens of the northern tribes our Roman gods and civilized them. And the Greeks say the same thing.
Oh,
these
yeah.
are the three major pagan groups,
and then you have
yeah with the Viking bros. That's a few different groups. It's the AFA, it's the Asatru something, in the EU.
There's a few different
yeah,
groups,
there's
but there's also you got the Wiccans and Druidry, which
oh, yeah.
is totally bastardized
yeah,
Celtic.
Fuck them.
And then I don't even know what the frick's going on over in Slavia because you have like these Slavic cults. That will have aliens, and then they also try to claim, like, a bunch of the other gods. Like, I've seen the Slavs
well,
try to claim.
And I got personal beef with the fucking Wiccans and the Druid bunch. What the fuck? There is nothing feminine, really. I mean, there is feminine, some
there's
feminine aspects to the Celtic religion, but it is not a feminist religion. And fuck them. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. And the Druids are all liars.
Oh,
every
yeah.
fucking one of them are liars. They're boomers and liars. And if you got a Druid license, a Druid certificate, you went to that island and got your certificate to
or
be a Druid.
Or the Green Mountain Druid
they
school.
Lied to you and stole your fucking money.
It's a con. It's why I can't.
It's a massive con. I got a lot of beef with them.
Oh, yeah. Well,
for
and this
as much shit as I give the Viking bros, the only reason why I do it in public the most is because everybody points at them. Everybody points at them. So, yes, I'm going to serve counterbalance. If it was all the Roman bros, I'd be doing the same thing to them. Most people know the Wiccans and Druids are full of shit, so I don't have to talk about them very much, even though they irritate me the most.
Well, it's because they took something that is actually very masculine and very positive. If severely fucked with, like anyone that's read Celtic mythology.
Oh, dude.
I feel like my eyes are about to bleed. That's how fucked with it the Christians
it's,
did the Celtic
bad.
Myths.
It's bad.
But the Celtic mythology, when you scrape all the bullshit off it, is beautiful. However, here's the thing with it, is it's very masculine and it's very positive because there's a sort of, I want to say like idyllic quality to it, but it's not idyllic in like the pastoral playing a pan flute in like Arcadia.
Yeah, I was gonna say naive, but it's not naive. Actually, it warns against being
naive. Many ways it's kind of innocent, but
innocent, that's the word I was gonna go for, but it's more than that. It's intense.
It is.
In every way, whether it's sorrow or joy, innocence, it's intense.
Well, and that's part of the benefit of Gaelic mythology like that is basically, it's set in a time where if you wanted to build a house, you went and found a spot and you built a house.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to hunt, you went and hunted. If you needed food, you could find it in the woods or you could grow a garden.
If anybody was starving, it was because there was no food in the land. And it's not because they was communists or socialists. It's because there was no food to be had.
Yeah, you could go fishing. You could go hunting. You could go foraging. You had the ability to grow food for yourself. this is what's present in the myths. It's one of the reasons Celtic mythology is actually a very positive message for our people. And it's part of the reason that I think it's been so fucked with.
Oh, by far the most. Because I've looked, like, the Greek has been royally fucked with. But not to the same degree as the Gaelic myth.
What the Greek, Roman, and Norse myth, by and large, was fucked with was selective preservation.
Mm-hmm.
That was mostly how it was fucked with. So a lot of detail, a lot of nuance is lost. And it's done this way to mimic the Christian stories.
Right. Now, whereas, on the verse side, the Gaelic stories, the gods straight up converted.
Yes, this is part of it.
Killed their own people.
Yes, killed their own people, warred with the pagans. You know, there are stories where Brigid of Ireland, the saint, is different from Brigid. And then there's others where Brigid just converted.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this is insulting.
Yeah. And then right now, I actually have beef with a lot of the Irish because they're like, Ireland is Christian, it's Catholic, and fuck you. No, the Mary and Jesus, basically the way that they tell it is Mary and Jesus betrayed their God to then stand with the Gaelic gods
against Jesus, apparently.
Yeah, it's weird. The brainwashing that's gone on.
Well, and then
and it's the spirit washing, I guess.
What it basically was they applied trauma and brainwashing at the same time to basically try and make the Irish a servant group. Every time they aren't able to make a servant class, they start killing people. Yeah. They start kicking people out. It's like a bunch of the German mercenary tribes would get hired by these other groups and then left wherever they were sent to just die.
Yeah. Well, and it's like in Ireland, there's too many Irish. In Scotland, there's too many Scots. What's some other ones? It's probably been said in every country over there. But it's because you won't fucking bow down and do what they say, and you shouldn't. But yes, this idealized thing that's put forward, it's not going to happen because who here that listens to us or us speaking is going to follow any Christian? I can't trust them. I can't trust a Christian.
Well, and
they aren't going to follow us.
No.
Because we're just a bunch of dirty heathens.
No. Well, this is another thing, is some people are so blind that they're following things based on ideological grounds. Like, there are people who back Ukraine because they have Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're Nazis led by a Muslim Jew.
Right, and these are the same people that was arguing no more brother wars. But then they're cheering on whites killing whites for Muslims and Jews.
The young men of Ukraine, like
need to stop calling the Middle Easterners, Europe, stop calling the Middle Easterners Asians. They're not fucking Asians. I know technically it's on the Asian continent, but nobody gives a fuck.
No.
Call them what they are, Middle Easterners. That way everybody knows who the fuck they are. You call them Asians, people are thinking Chinese, Japanese, the Philippines. And yes, some of those people are, well, quite frankly, they're all monsters. But you're calling the Middle Easterners Asians and letting them off the hook and putting other people on it.
Well, and demographically, it just fucks the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a little like saying, well, America has this much European or this much white, as they like to use the term. And then they're including Blacktians.
Yes.
They're including white passing mestizos.
They're including Semites.
Well, they're straight up including black people now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure most of the people that listen to us have seen the Fed posts. And by Fed posts, I mean from the federal records where blackface, it's a black person, race, white. I'm sure everybody that listens to us have seen it. And if not, yeah, chase that one down. You'll have fun with it and be really pissed off in about 3 minutes flat.
Yes. But by and large, I guess what we're trying to say here is our people have enough beef with each other. We don't need to necessarily act on it, but don't ignore it. And we're never all going to work together So at this point, it's better to start consolidating something solid.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually
Small tribes. We need to start building small tribes.
Yes.
That's the easiest way I can think of to describe it, is Gaels start getting with Gaels.
Alpines start getting with Alpines.
And getting to know each other and trusting each other. Build that trust has to be built.
Well, because here's something that a lot of people, especially in the modern day, have forgotten about the term tribe. One, it actually means something specifically Roman, but it's the best word we got, so whatever. But the other thing that people have forgotten is tribes are ethnic.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a tribe of like random people selected from different groups. This isn't a Netflix original show.
Well, there are some other good words. For the Gaels, it'd be clans. For the Alpines or the Germans, it'd be start building houses.
Yes, like the House of Stark, or to use the Game of Thrones reference.
To use something that everybody knows, has heard of. I'm not sure what it'd be in England. Probably still clans.
I think it's house or clan, pretty much depending on where
Depending on which area.
Like, because I think the Tudors are called the House of Tudor.
Yeah. So, yeah, whatever. Start building houses and clans and tribes and whatever it happens to be for that particular group of Hyperboreans. But we need to start building smaller groups, because the smaller groups can support larger groups. Yeah, I think that's probably the easiest way to describe it.
Yes, well, and here's the thing is, they are expecting a single united effort that is just disorganized as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
They're not expecting...
Well, they know that we hate each other. They're relying on our hatred of each other. If we admit that we hate each other, we can at least get the fuck out of the way.
Well, it's a lot like when we deal with the other races. Being like, I'm cool too, I like black people, that never fucking works.
No.
And why the fuck would we do that in the first place? But being like, to us, you are a different species, but we're both hired to do this job so we can at the very least do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to get the most amount of just realistic, honest interaction.
Right. Well, we got to be careful of paranoia, but we can't ignore obvious signs either. Like, I was going to bring up, like, the Irish are really good now. Because they've been betrayed so much, are really good at sussing out the traitors. Looking at the body language, where do they come from? What is it that they do? Okay, they say this, but they're doing this thing. Why are they doing that thing if they're saying this thing? They're really good at sussing out traitors. But we have to be careful not to step into the field of fucking paranoia where we're constantly accusing each other of being traitors.
Well, and then
it's a balancing act. It really is, which is why we need to build up trust within smaller communities.
Well, and I think a large part of it is, a lot more powerful, strong, a lot more stable to have a lot of small, really tight, very strong groups than one incredibly fragile one.
Right, and this isn't necessarily for rising up and taking over any areas or anything of that sort. Just for community, like, I need a ride to work. I need my lawn mowed and my lawnmower's broke.
I'd like to have a barbecue where more than two people show up.
Yeah, I'd like to have a big old party. Well, you got to trust the people that you're going to go party with, because you're actually putting yourself in a vulnerable position. Can you trust the people at this gathering? That's why a lot of people don't go to large gatherings anymore. It's because they just don't trust people. Is the food going to be poisoned? Is somebody going to jump me? Is somebody going to set me up and call the cops on me? I don't know what's going on. Fuck it, I'll just stay home.
Well, and that's the other thing, is we're already at such a low trust point that part of what we're missing is just some honesty with ourselves, what we are, who we are, who we're interacting with. And we need to acknowledge it. It is perfectly fine for one part of England to freely admit they fucking hate the other part of England, just as it is perfect.
Crapstone absolutely hates Dingleberry.
Yes. Or Michigan doesn't like Ohio. Because you know what that honesty gets us? The honest ability to interact, not wondering, oh, do they like me? Do they not like me? Can I trust them?
Yeah, are they going to betray me? Well, if you're not honest with each other, the betrayal is almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
Even if it's not on purpose.
Well, and there are certain things we can sense. Like right now, Americans can tell the people in charge of do not have our best interests.
They hate us.
Yes, they're actively replacing us.
Yeah, they have come right out and declared our people the enemy.
Yep, Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2019 on congress.gov.
Which was signed behind closed and locked doors, which they're not supposed to do. And yes, just in case people are curious, that was under the Trump administration.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a thing, and we can work together. Look at the Irish and the Scots versus the English, or the Scots and the English versus the Irish. I'm unaware of any wars that was the Irish and English versus the Scots, but we'll pretend that it happened.
Well, and then here's
I know that the Irish have fought for the English World War One and World War Two as mercenary units.
Well, and then you also have situations like right now in Ireland, an increasing insult lobbed at certain people is you're a frickin' Mick.
Yeah.
In reference to Northern Ireland.
Yeah. Well, and the Northern Irish are calling the Irish proper, calling them terrorists and treasonous because well, you're a traitor because you and your forefathers betrayed the UK. What?
You can't be treasonous to something that you never swore fealty to.
Right. So, yeah, all these old grudges are coming back up to the surface, and we need to face up to them, or we're going to allow the other to destroy us.
Well, we have to be honest about where we stand with each other. It doesn't matter if this group and this group don't get along, but don't pretend you do. Like, it doesn't help. When has it ever helped to pretend that you like someone? When has this ever done you any good? And why should anyone do it on a macro scale?
Yeah.
It's silly. And this honest interaction is what we need.
It's a nice dream, but that's all it is. It's nice, and it's a dream.
It's the same stuff. It's the Crystal Palace utopia. It's the Star Trek utopia. It's all these things. And here's the thing.
Go ahead.
All these utopias are dystopias. It's just certain people get to live in this utopian reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the people that have a job where they work one day a month and make $100K a year.
Yeah,
or $100K a month in some instances. These people do not live in the same place as the people working 9 to 5 or 2 to 10 every single day to put food on the table.
That's working 40, 48, 50.
Three jobs, 50 raising two kids.
A week.
It's a different world. They live in a utopia. Everything is perfect. Everything is awesome when you're part of a team.
Yeah.
But
well, and
most people
here's
don't.
Here's another thing, too. You don't have to like somebody to fight beside them.
No.
But you just have to be honest with each other that you don't fucking like each other. And this is actually where it works out really good. I'm not going to let anybody else kill you because that's what I'm going to do.
Well, it's much like the Gaels, the Scots, the Irish, the Welsh. They never get along. But try fighting one of them and expecting the others to go along with it.
Mm-hmm. Although, when there's the denial, then it turns into, yeah, they'll stand there and watch the other one get his ass just stomped right in the dirt because fuck him.
Yep.
And he's been playing me dirty all this time rather than just being honest and then not playing at all.
Well, we used to admit there were these differences. We used to admit that it doesn't tend to work out.
Mm-hmm.
When we all jam each other together and we all try to work together, it doesn't work. It never has.
And the thing is it's actually, think about it from an evolutionary perspective. It does not make sense for predators to actually like each other.
No, well, this is the thing, is it's actually abnormal for such a large amount of people or any animal to work together on this scale. And we're apex predators. What other apex predator has this level of population that's expected to work together?
Yeah.
Like a farmer, let's go with a rancher in Montana. I don't expect him to he might care about the quality of his beef, or he might just be focused on profit, in which case he might not give a shit if there's some weird shit in his meat that makes it to people in Michigan or Ohio or Kentucky.
Right, because fuck them, they're in Michigan.
Yeah. America's the size of a continent, and we're surprised the states don't get along. We're surprised different regions have beef.
And really, the wolf thing that we've been sharing on and off, it's actually a good analogy for us. As long as we stay in our own territories, we stay together, we get along just fine. We know that the other, that, I don't know, the Gaels know that the Germans are over there. But we don't go on to German territory. Germans don't come on to us, on to ours. We might kind of meet in the middle and be like, puff, puff, or hey, how you doing? And then turn around and go back home. And this is perfectly natural. We don't necessarily have to like each other. We don't necessarily have to hate each other. If we do hate each other, that's also natural because we have had conflict in the past. Doesn't mean that we have to act on it now, though. Also doesn't mean that I have to pretend to like you or you have to pretend to like me.
No. Well, part of the reason you and I work together so well is that we're both from fairly different tribes and groups, but we don't have any beef with each other.
Right.
There is no Irish and Alpine beef.
No, there's a bit of a distance thing going on. And a lot of history, actually. Like, we fought on the same side. We fought against each other. There's really nothing personal there.
A lot of mercenaries.
Yeah, a lot of mercenaries on both sides. On both sides of the conflicts.
It's just business.
It's just business. But there's nothing personal there. And it's okay for us to also have that kind of indifference. But what we need to do is understand these other tribes also need to defend themselves. If they get in trouble, because they're Hyperboreans right now, nobody else is going to help them. We need to step up and lend what aid we can.
Well, and it used to be expected in all of our countries, not just in America, but America was very pronounced, is the expectation that you were self-sufficient and your community was self-sufficient. You could fix your own water pipes. You could fix your own table. You could fix your own cabinet. You could grow your own food. You could slaughter and butcher your own deer. That you were capable of keeping yourself alive without outside interference, because that outside interference probably wasn't going to show up.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. Not fighting for governments that fucking hate us. Because this has been a thing all through history. The poor people get rounded up, sent out to war so that the rich man can get richer to then push the poor guy's head down in the mud.
Well, here's the
thing.
Why
the fuck are we fighting for them?
Well, here's the thing is you don't have to like your government to like your people.
Right.
It has been a saying in the United States for a long time for a reason. I love my country. I hate my government.
Yeah. And we all basically need to get like that because they hate us. If you think that they're not getting ready to send us into another meat grinder, you're crazy.
Oh, they've been doing it for hundreds of years.
Well, and they're even outright saying it now in some of the countries. Like, the UK's come right out and said it. The America is right up against saying it. Like, they're currently complaining and because white people aren't joining the military. They came right out and said it. White males are not joining the military. And this is concerning.
Yeah.
Why is it concerning? Because then they can't throw us into the goddamn meat grinder. That's why it's concerning.
They can't brainwash us. I mean, what the frick happened? Right now, West Point is teaching gender theory and white privilege. And this used to be the place that almost killed its commanding officers because they got too drunk on eggnog.
And misunderstood a command.
Yes.
How far have we fallen? Why has our governments turned against us?
Yes. It's because they no longer view us as their people.
Like, we don't have to. We as a people wouldn't have to turn against any of our governments because they're going to come after us. And I hope that I'm wrong. Fred from the FBI, prove me wrong.
Well, here's the thing is you don't put a bunch of foreign nationals in your national military if your plan is to be very friendly to your own populace.
I mean, look at Rome. That's exactly what they did to, Subjugate, thank you. Subjugate their own populace, as they would bring in military units from South Africa, from Iran, from Egypt, from Byzantine, the Constantinople area.
Basically Turkey, what we call Turkey and Greece
right now. And they would bring them onto the Italian peninsula, to subjugate the people there. They would take the people from the Italian peninsula and put them in the other areas to subjugate those people. You don't have the locals do it.
No, because the locals care too much about their own people.
And there's videos of our own people under orders attacking our own people. Like that the one where they forced a jab on the guy. And he got dogpiled by other soldiers. And then they jabbed him.
Well, and this is the other thing. People would be like, well, we can't devolve into tribalism. Here's the thing is, what you're seeing with how most people are acting is not tribalism. It is not, well, they're not thinking for themselves. No, they're thinking for themselves perfectly well. This is what you don't understand is they're thinking, how can I avoid getting eaten by the mob?
Yeah.
So when you're concerned about that, you got to get educated on all the things that you need to say to not get killed.
Yeah. That's what they mean by get educated.
What you're
it's not learn the truth about anything. They don't care about that.
Well, the thing is, a herd is not a collective unit. It is not a pack. It is not a tribe. A herd is a bunch of individuals so that there's a lower statistical chance that you will be the one that gets eaten.
Right. And naturally, we are not deer. We are not zebra. We are not water buffaloes.
We're sheep.
We're not rabbits even. And rabbits are... they're actually a predator. They're a low-scale predator, but they're a low-scale predator. We're not sheep. We are the apex predators. We had the respect of the other animals of our domain before we ever threw our first fucking spear. Before we sharpened our first stick. If you don't believe me, as soft as modern man is, you can find all kinds of reports specifically over from like Russia and all the Slavias over there where guys beat bears to death with their bare fucking hands. Oh, yeah, but those are Russians and they're still soft compared to what we used to be.
Yep.
To beat a bear to death with his fists. Granted, he probably didn't sign up for it. It's one of those things. You do it or you die. He managed to do it. Not everybody does. But the very fact that it can be done by a modern human, human meaning Hyperborean, not none of these other species, a modern human, this should tell you just how fucking dangerous we are. The weapons just make it quicker. We don't actually need those.
It's to be less cruel. Because it's a lot faster to kill something with a nice, neat stab to its carotid artery than it is to break its neck or it is to beat it to death.
Right. Or rip its jaw off and then chase it. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We, at our core, are predators. But this also means that we're social. We're not the individual, hyper-individualistic. They want us to think that we are. That's also why they don't want us being tribal. They want us thinking
that
we're hyper individualistic.
Well, it's why they atomized us. It's why they mixed us up. It's why they're putting us by economic necessity all over the place so that we're not loyal to a town. We're not loyal to a family. We're not loyal to a people. We're just loyal to ourselves trying to make it to the next day.
Right.
So we keep our mouth shut. We keep our head down. And it's not because we agree with what's going on. It's because we don't want to get hurt. Well, it's got nothing to do with a tribal connection to some political ideology. It is, what do I have to do to survive one more day?
And it's driving us crazy because you see all kinds of videos where people's like, I am so lonely, both men and women.
Well, it's because we're not honest with each other. How can you make friends if you're not honest? How can you make allies? How can you have a marriage if you're not honest with each other about who and what you are?
What your ideas are, what it is that your goals are, what it is that you want, your dreams, your hopes, your sorrows, your fears.
Well, basically, we got to stop being nice. Start being kind and start being honest. Start understanding why we used to put so much value on your word and so much scorn on forswearing yourself, for breaking your oath, for breaking your word.
Well, and I think that's partially why we have a natural revulsion, even in tribe, to certain things that our people will do, like become too obese. That person's selfish, greedy, and they probably feel sorry for themselves. They're a danger to me. You never trust the fat guy during a famine.
No.
Or they're there's something wrong with them, so then they ended up maiming themselves, even if it was through food or lack of exercise. It doesn't matter. It can be tattoos, scars, whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. There are certain things where we look at it and we're like, how the fuck did this happen? And you're gross.
Well, what it is...
It's because they stopped being a predator, a good predator. They started becoming Rick and Morty, Jerry, the ultimate predator.
Yes. You act like prey, but you're a predator.
Yeah.
That is what a lot of them are doing. They will sit down and not attack you while having just spent the last few years of their life systematically putting you and others like you in a situation that requires some level of pushback, but I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, I didn't touch you, bro. I didn't touch you.
Yeah. And then they have the actual thing swoop in. It's like if a mouse tricked a cat into getting killed by an eagle for a cut of the paw.
Yeah. And really, it's disgusting, and we know it, and that's why we don't like those people, and that's why we will mock them. And it makes me very sad that these people even exist.
And worse are our kind.
They should be noble. I mean, it should just be fucking radiating off from all of our people, the nobility and the pride in who we are, not arrogance.
No. Well, right now, instead of pride, we have arrogance. Instead of bravery, we have cowardice cravenness. Instead of wisdom, we have the educated idiot. Instead of strength, there is weakness.
Well, and for instance, there's like these, the gym bros, and there's nothing wrong with being a gym bro. Most gym bros are actually pretty fucking cool. But there's the gym bro who works out and he gets the muscles and he's proud of them. And so he shows them off. Fucking bravo. But there's others that cross that line into arrogance. And then they look down on somebody else who might even be stronger than them, but because they don't have the visible popcorn muscle, well, bro, you don't even lift. You take no pride in yourself. When the guy that they're talking to could probably crush your skull with just by squeezing it.
Well, there's functional strength and there's aesthetic strength. And sometimes these are the same thing, but not always.
And there's a lot of different strengths. So not everybody's going to be big and bulky. We actually do need some of these slim guys. But here's the thing. If you have to actively try, then that's probably not actually your body build.
No. Well, this is the thing is, I've said it before, like with people from my tribe, we're going to be big. So the only question really is, am I going to be big and strong or big and fat?
Right. And that lifting weights is fine. Not lifting weights is also fine. Eating 15 gallons of fucking ice cream and sitting on your ass every day is not cool. Quite simply that.
Well, and then
get up and do things and... Your body's going to adapt to whatever it is that you need it to do. But we have to be careful of crossing the line from pride into arrogance, because arrogance is hostile.
Yes.
And we need to not be overly hostile with our own people currently.
No. Here's the thing is, by and large, we need to be able to defend each other. But we also need to know when someone's a lost cause.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to attack them. You don't have to be violent or anything like that. You just have to wash your hands of it and walk away.
Yeah, because they will drown themselves.
Yes.
I've seen it. I've done it to people where the person's a lost cause. I washed my hands, walked away, pointed out to the other people in their life what this person was doing. I'm like, you do with that what you want. And then watched the person drown themselves. All right, so now we're at the end. So... I hope this was insightful for some people and gets people to start looking around a little bit and being like, oh, it's natural that I don't like him, but that doesn't mean I have to go and try and cut his throat in his sleep. I don't have to set him up for failure, because either he's going to fail on his own or not. Oh, this person, I don't know them, but they need help, so I'm going to do what I can to help them without sacrificing my own to do it.
Yes. Well, that's the thing is, to give, you have to have more than you need to be able to give. And a lot of us are currently right about where we're at, where we only have what we need. And we need to be honest with ourselves about what we're capable of. We need to work towards what we wish we were capable of. And above all, we have to be honest period. We have to be honest with ourselves. We have to be honest with others and honest about what we're capable of, what we want, and where things need to go. Because if we don't start being honest, we're going to drown in our own niceties.
Right. All right. So, yeah, I think it's next week we got another show. I'll see you all then. And for everybody that made it to the end, you're fucking champs.